I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1270, Looking in the Right Mirror. How much time do you spend looking in the mirror? Come on, be honest. And when you look in the mirror, what do you see? What does the mirror tell you about you? All right, confession time. I often have fun in front of the mirror. Sometimes I make silly faces, or I sing to myself, or I try an accent on for size. I know I'm 63, but still, because I'm no great beauty to look in the mirror, I might as well make mirror time fun time. But there's another mirror that is even more accurate, a more accurate reflection of who you really are. Let's talk about looking in the right mirror today. T2G, or The Two Greatest, is about love, loving God and loving others, because Jesus said our lives should be motivated by that, should be propelled by that. It ought to be what defines us. Proverbs 27:19 gives us this little jewel. As a face is reflected in water, so a person is reflected by his heart. In the book Quiet Reflections of Hope, the author gives some insight into this small but insightful verse. Toddlers love to look at themselves in mirrors. They giggle and laugh and make faces at their image. Watch them get closer, turn sideways, raise their eyes wide open. They scrutinize their reactions. They probably even give a sloppy kiss to the new friend in the glass, who kisses them right back. What amazing detail their faces portray. What sweet, unblemished joy. As you get older, mirrors become more a necessity than a joy. You want to make sure your hair isn't sticking in all directions and that your lipstick is only stuck to your lips and not your teeth. You want to look your best, and mirrors help you see yourself clearly. Yet, that's only a part of who you are. A mirror doesn't show what you're really like deep inside. That, says the verse, is a reflection of your heart. You probably spend a good amount of time in front of the mirror, but how much time do you spend examining the details of your inner life? What does your heart say about you? Just like a mirror reflects a person's face, so your actions portray your heart. It's good to occasionally sit quietly and examine your expression in the world. What do other people see when they're with you? Jesus can help you improve your reflection. Simply ask Him for assistance. Ask that His glory will shine in all that you do. Podcast friends, you remember Jesus talked that way too. Jesus said, out of the abundance or the overflow of your heart, the mouth speaks. And heart here, of course, is not talking about the muscle in your chest that pumps blood. In Greek, it's the word cardia. It means your inner self. It's your seat of physical activity. It's also the source of your soul and spirit, emotional and volitional life, your rational life. It's kind of the seat of who you are in places that only God knows best. And that's why we're told to guard our heart, because our heart is a reflection of the real you. Here's the great question. What's the most prominent characteristic of your heart lately? Let's pray. Dear God, grant me the clarity and discernment to see beyond the surface, to recognize both the virtuous and the imperfect aspects of my attitudes and intentions. Help me to embrace the goodness within me and nurture it, while acknowledging and working to transform any negativity. Oh God, walk the path with me of self-awareness, that I may align my heart to your purpose. May your light shine brightly within me, illuminating the corners of my soul that need refinement. God, give me strength to confront my flaws with courage and humility to seek forgiveness and change. And in all things, let your love and truth prevail. Thank you for your unwavering presence in my life. With your guidance, may I become a better reflection of your grace and compassion. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1271. In the meantime, I think you'd agree that if we want to know what's really going on with anything, we have to look in the right place. If we look in the wrong place, we're not going to get the right information. Well, the same is true with ourselves. The person that you deceive the most is yourself. So we need the Word of God and the Spirit of God and the people of God to help us know what's really going on inside of us. And all of that starts by looking in the right mirror.